This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Country's gone mad, right? Liberals have gone mad. At least Bill Maher is not calling for the death of conservatives. At least he isn't saying get your guns out and let's kill conservatives. But what he did say 2 weeks ago on Real Time on HBO, very popular show among the liberal set, among the young trendy set, what he did say is that he hopes we go into a recession. He hopes that people lose their jobs, because if that's what it takes to knock Trump out of office, he hopes and roots for a recession. And I wrote a commentary and said how disgusting that is. Never did I say I root for a recession. Never. In all the years, I never said I want Obama to have a recession. I wanted Obama to fail, meaning I wanted his high taxes to fail. I wanted his incredible all-time record amount of regulations and words and letters and pages of regulations and dollars of regulations. I wanted all of those to fail, but I didn't want the country to fail. I want the economy to fail because I own a business, multiple businesses. It would backfire on me. But Bill Maher doesn't care, and I said that. And so Bill Maher had me on, mentioned me on his show on Friday night, I understand. And I know it runs all day long, all day, every day on HBO. Real Time is on there all the time. So all week long it'll be on there, so I'll try and catch up with it. Hopefully you can too, and watch him mention Wayne Allen Root. I guess he quoted me on the air is what he did, from the column where I ripped into him. And he put me in a group of really impressive, big-name conservatives. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Thank you, Bill. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Health insurance is completely unaffordable. It's a disaster. And if you have the ability to afford it, you can't afford the copays and the deductible. And you know why it's a disaster? Exactly what I just told you. Obama was president. Obama put it in. Obamacare belongs to Obama, and it sucks. Sucks the big one. Obamacare is a nightmare. Obamacare bankrupted people. That's the thing that drove me crazy. Liberals scream when Trump says something that doesn't affect your life in any way, because no one's words affect you. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Trump says something, and liberals freak out. Obama put something in play that cost me $2,000 a month. Destroys my life, bankrupts my company, and nobody cares on the left. Doesn't mean anything. He says a word, Trump, no big deal. The world is ending, and Obama bankrupts you, no big deal. What's more important, a word that disappears in a sentence and it's gone an hour later, or a minute later, a second later? Or what's more important, someone that bankrupts you $2,000 a month? Just takes that money away from you, steals it. And by the way, he doubled my taxes. Everything from the Obamacare taxes to the federal income taxes, dramatically higher. And so he took so much money from me, it's mind-boggling. And that crippled my ability to make money. And nobody cared. No liberal cares when they steal money from you. But when they say a word, oh, words will break your bones, according to liberals, according to little snowflakes, little crybabies. So there's a better way than Obamacare. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. It's called Liberty HealthShare, and I am a Liberty HealthShare member. My four kids belong. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Our rights come from God, not from government. Amen, baby. Our rights come from God, not government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Take back your freedom. Make your own decisions about your health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Drop your health insurance and go with Liberty HealthShare. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. All right. Lots to talk about, but we do have a caller. I'll grab him real quick. JD out of Vegas. was at the Trump rally on Saturday. JD, tell us what you saw.
A couple of amazing takeaways, I think, and I make two predictions. Half the crowd was women. He hasn't lost any of his women's support. Many were Asian business people. There was a man on the stage, an Asian, part of an Asian community organization, who broke down. He was so emotional in praising President Trump for all the benefits in his community, in the Asian business. I'm predicting the Asian vote, because these business owners will tell their customers to vote for Trump, and Republicans will be very, very big in this election and in 20. The highlight for me was a story that was told by the Labor Secretary that President Trump, upon nominating the Secretary of Treasury, I can't pronounce his name, Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. Stephen Mnuchin.
This tells the forward thinking and of the president and how smart he was. He ran it like a business meeting, first of all. Let everybody talk, made a few comments, and he wasn't overbearing. He let the people do the talking. He sent a clipping to the Secretary Treasurer upon his nomination. The only words he wrote on that clipping were GNP 5%. As you know, I believe it's 3.2 in the last quarter. The Fed is now predicting 4.8. What foresight the man had in picking this guy, and he gave him a goal a year and a half ago, 5%, and I think we're on the verge of attaining it. And then the GM from South Point told about how the tax cuts afforded them the opportunity to give their people a $1,000 bonus, and then after looking at it again, pay the portion of their health care that the employees were paying, plus start renovating 2,300 of their rooms. And if you have the time, my interview with ABC reporter Channel 7 in Los Angeles was hilarious. I wish I had a picture of the look on this man's young reporter's face when he asked me, am I happy with Trump? And I said, yes. Did I make any money with Trump? I says, no, I haven't benefited one penny. I said, but my son has gotten $2,400 more in his paycheck this year. And he said, well, does it bother you that he lies? I said to him, well, I believe all politicians brag a little bit. They all are excessive. And I says, Mr. Trump is the same way. I said, I don't remember you, the media, calling out President Obama when he lied 23 times about the health care law, and every day Nancy Pelosi and Schumer come out and lie about things that they do. You got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. And at that point, said, thank you very much, and ran away.
All right. J.D., with a great sum up of what he saw, not at the main event, but actually I thought the better event was the backup event, which was at South Point Casino where J.D. was, where they had the business roundtable and heard from all the businessmen who have so benefited from Donald Trump's economy. Thank you, J.D. Appreciate the call and appreciate the wrap-up of what went on there. Good stuff. And my understanding was, really, I thought the big highlight was that they had so many developers and casino owners there who talked about, you know, the fact that their projects were going under, you know, the Fountain
Well,
View Hotel.
Wayne,
yeah,
he had the fellow there, a 30-year friend of his from New York, a real estate guy.
I know.
Who purchased the Icon building, and he's renaming it to Drew.
The Drew,
which will mean 3,500 construction jobs and 7,500 full-time jobs, and they're starting on it in right now.
Right, and that's the building that was sitting mothballed for so many years, and now specifically because of the Trump tax cuts, they're building that building, and all that money changes hands and all those jobs. All right, thank you, JD. I wanted to also mention real quick before the segment runs out that the Supreme Court came through with a great ruling today, and you know we have a tendency to ignore these things because there's so many exciting things going on, both negative and positive. Exciting things. It's not exciting to have a Supreme Court victory about a redistricting map. But it was a very important victory today in the Supreme Court. Thank you, Donald Trump, as usual. If you have Hillary's president, it's all over. The border, as it is now, is a disaster. With Hillary's president, it would be a quadruple disaster. They'd be coming by the millions, and she'd be letting them all in, and she'd also be inviting literally thousands and thousands of Muslims a day, Muslim refugees, and we'd look like Germany or Sweden or France or England. It'd be a disaster. And instead, you have Trump, who's trying to put his finger in the dam and hold back that disaster on the border until we can get a wall built. And the same thing with the Supreme Court. If Hillary was president, she would have named a liberal to the Supreme Court, and they'd have a 5-4 advantage instead of us on the right having a 5-4 advantage. So this Supreme Court with Neil Gorsuch, because of Donald Trump, the Supreme Court sides with Texas in a redistricting map dispute. And again, it was a 5-4 vote, all the Republicans on one side or conservatives on one side, all the liberals on the other. Without Donald Trump as president, you don't win that vote, and you have not only open borders, you have open voting. Anybody can vote. Texas is trying to limit the ability of people who should not be voting to vote. So a sharply divided Supreme Court on Monday kept in place most of a controversial Texas redistricting plan. Let's see, you say that five times fast. That's a hard word to say. Redistricting plan enacted by the GOP-led legislature, despite lawsuits from civil rights groups claiming it was discriminatory. The case involved claims of racial gerrymandering that election maps had the effect of harming the voting rights of blacks and Hispanic voters. The 5-4 decision kept in place all but one challenged district, striking down the conclusions of a special 3-judge federal panel that ruled against the state. So that said, Justice Samuel Alito for the conservative majority showed a presumption of good faith. Plans have been developed by the Texas court. All the facts gave the legislature good reason to believe the court-approved interim plans were legally sound. The four liberals on the high court strongly disagreed. And, of course, you know that if there were five liberals, they would have voted it down. And then everybody can vote. Let them all in. Let them all in the border. Let them all vote. Doesn't matter if they're registered. Doesn't matter if they're criminals. Doesn't matter if they're felons. Doesn't matter if they have stolen ID. Nothing matters to liberals. Nothing. As long as they win elections and get more people dependent on government. More people to come in the country who are foreigners that don't care about the American Constitution or American laws or busting the budget. Thank God for Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. That's why we won 5-4 today. Thank you, Donald Trump. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now. You know, when Piers Morgan takes Trump's side, the ultimate liberal, you know that Trump is winning. I keep telling you, he's winning, winning, winning. Piers Morgan, here's the headline of the UK Daily Mail. Dear liberals, you won't beat Trump by banning his staff from restaurants, threatening his son with pedophiles, abusing his wife, or harassing his cabinet off the streets. You'll just get him reelected. It's exactly what's happening. If even, liberals with a brain can see that, and Piers Morgan has always been a liberal with a brain. He's not a total, complete nutcase. You know you're in big trouble. You liberals have just lost everything. You lost your mind, and you're about to lose the entire American public, and you will lose the election in a shellacking. The people will shellack you. Can't let liberals control anything, these crazy people. You know? Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Boy, do you need that more than ever. You know what? I'm going to go buy out the entire stock of Bullet Blocker for myself. Not just my kids. I'll give it to my kids, too. How about me? I need Bullet Blocker with all these crazy liberal nutcases making threats against people. Sometimes you just find a product. You go, wow, why didn't I think of that? What a great product. Joe Curran was trained as an Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff, and he invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now he's built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your family, and your kids. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life and gives you as parents the gift of peace of mind. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Everything's stylish. Everything is like police body armor. So you get backpacks, clothing, vests, briefcases, inserts for your kids' books. So you can hold the book up and stop the bullets. The vest will stop the bullets. The backpack will stop the bullets. All amazing stuff from bulletblocker.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So Judd Apatow. Now, first of all, I'm going to make a guess here, a wild guess. Wayne Root is Jewish. and I usually know Jewish names. They used to make fun on TMZ. They used to have a segment of is he a Jew or not? And they always knew by listening to a guy talk with a New York accent, and if his last name sounds a little bit Jewish, certain names, they knew he was Jewish. Judd Apatow, I guarantee he was Jewish. And this sick liberal nutcase is saying Trump is a Nazi, the debate is over. You're Jewish. Jews were murdered by the millions by Nazis in gas chambers and machine guns, and they tortured them, and they stole their goods, and they put them on railway cars. The things they did to them were unimaginable. They raped them. They strangled them. They drowned them. They found new and inventive ways to murder all of my descendants. And Judd Apatow has the nerve, as a Jewish American, to say Trump is a Nazi. I guarantee you Judd Apatow is Jewish. He's a director in Hollywood, super successful, and his last name sounds Jewish, and even Judd is usually kind of a New York Jewish name, Judd Apatow. Trump is a Nazi, the debate's over. This is my example of the madness of liberals. And this is a great example of the madness of Jewish liberals, because you are just a disgrace to your religion. Anyone who used the word Nazi to describe someone who cuts people's taxes, makes the economy go, creates jobs, and wants a wall on the border simply because all of us are allowed, every country in the world is allowed to have sovereignty. Everyone's allowed to protect their border. How that makes you a Nazi, I have no idea. But trust me when I tell you, the wall in East Germany was meant to keep people in. They machine gunned you for trying to get out. Our wall is going to prevent bad people from getting in. There isn't anything Nazi about that. Nothing Nazi about it. And people walking across the border that's illegal and knowing it's illegal and walking across anyway, wanting to send them back is not doesn't make you a Nazi. Because we send them back or we give them a lawyer and give them a trial? Hitler murdered them, you moron. You're a moron, Judd Apatow. A complete exaggerative moron. Hitler didn't send anyone back. He murdered them. First he tortured them, then he starved them. Then he put him in a prison and made him a human slave. Then he gassed them or machine gunned them into a ditch, you moron. What a disgrace to Judaism you are. Hollywood director and super producer Judd Apatow. America will soon be presented with proof that President Donald Trump is a Nazi supported by Russians. Yeah. He's a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. Guess what? I'm a Jew, and I want no judicial process. When you cross the border, you don't get a trial and a lawyer at the expense of the American taxpayer. We caught you crossing the border. A border agent caught you. Send him right back. You don't have to waste money. Then he says he kidnapped children and commits acts of violence for political gain and to support his racist views. Guess what? You are the Nazis. You're sick people with exaggerative comments. You want to hurt children of Donald Trump, children of conservatives. You want to murder people because they're cabinet members. You want to kick them out of restaurants. You want to spit in their food. All of that sounds like Hitler to me. But you know what really sounds like Hitler? Obama using the IRS to come after Jewish Wayne Root. I think that sounds like Hitler. Obama giving the Iran treaty away to Iran so that someday Israel could be destroyed. That sounds a lot like Hitler. Judd Apatow. You're a disgrace to your religion. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted, "The border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families." Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News. June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirsch says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirsch, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit Arm & Hammer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. The Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are just the greatest, man. When I was in trouble with the IRS, and that wasn't because I did anything wrong, it's because Obama sicked his IRS thugs and goons after me for doing nothing wrong at all. They just figured they'd find something like they did with Dinesh D'Souza. I don't know, the list is so long. There's like 50 people who can tell you that Obama sicked a government agency on him and tried to find something wrong, and in some cases did. And that's my argument. You could sick a government agency on anybody and maybe find something wrong, but you have no right to do that. Even if they did something wrong, you have no right to find it. Unless you found it fair and square because of a political issue, you have a right because you hate someone's politics to sick a government agency on them and study, do a proctology exam and find something somewhere they've ever done wrong and then go after them, and then they can't defend themselves because they did something wrong. That's what happened to Dinesh D'Souza, my buddy. But what happened to me was they couldn't find anything wrong, and so I won. But it costs you thousands of dollars and thousands of hours, and it tires you and exhausts you and depresses you. And then I won, and 6 days later, new IRS audit. And then everyone admitted I was on Obama's enemies list, no question. And Sam Landis beat him a second time. Both times, Sam Landis handled a case and beat the IRS. He's handled over 8,500 IRS cases, times with the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for one low flat fee. He's the sponsor of both this show and my national TV show on Newsmax TV, and he's getting calls up the yin-yang. Can't keep up with all the calls because so many of you have IRS questions and IRS problems. And he straightens out all your tax problems with no hype, no BS, no sales pitch. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it'll take when you get a free consultation. So what do you got to lose? Nothing. And in that consultation, you could tell him anything because you get attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. And if you're driving and you can't remember any of those numbers, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's easy to remember, right? WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll give you Sam's contact information or any other sponsor on this show. We got our guest, Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, and once again, I will say that every morning it's one of my first three stops, Gateway Pundit. Love it. I usually go to Fox News, Drudge, and Gateway Pundit are my absolute first three, and then I've got Breitbart and Zero Hedge bringing up the top five. So, Christina Leyla, you made the top three, man. That's pretty impressive.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Good. GatewayPundit.com is her website, The Gateway Pundit, and she is the assistant editor, Christina Leyla. It's been a couple weeks. We've missed you, and we want to go over all the big headlines. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I miss you guys, too.
So, it's just been a freaking, you know, disaster over the weekend for Democrats. Not for us, for Democrats. Because they don't see how they're turning off the American public. And you've got so many great stories at the Gateway Pundit that the mainstream media refuses to publicize about how these screaming, crazy, radical, violent liberals are just mouthing off and doing things that I think are turning off almost every decent American. So we'll start with the Red Hen restaurant owner who stalked Sarah Sanders' family. Let's start with that one.
Right. So the White House Press Secretary, Sarah Sanders, who is just so sweet, Southern woman, she was told to leave the Red Hen restaurant in Virginia over the weekend. And that wasn't enough for the owner, who's named, I believe, what's her name, Stephanie Wilkinson. She stalked Sarah Sanders' family and crossed the street to the new restaurant they went to and continued to harass her and actually formed a protest at the next restaurant she went to.
I didn't know this. I guess I didn't see that. I didn't see the Gateway today, maybe. I don't know. I didn't notice that. I only knew that they did something terrible to her in their Red Hen restaurant. But can you imagine following her across the street? Oh,
right.
My God.
So Governor Mike Huckabee confirmed that this morning on Laura Ingraham's radio show that it didn't stop at the Red Hen. Even though she politely left, they continue to follow her across the street and harass her family.
That is amazing. Oh, here it is. Now right. I saw it. You know what? I was at your site three times today, and I never went that far down. I looked at, like, the first six headlines, and it's, like, 12 down, and now I see it. Wow. That's amazing. You know what else I see that I didn't notice? Obama held Russian meetings in the White House and invited John Kerry to the meetings. Why is that not Russian collusion?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I had no idea. I also see another one I didn't see. Oregon schools now offer a third gender option to students. So you could be a man, a woman, or what's the third one?
X.
You're an X.
Yeah. Right, because that's what children need to worry about these days instead of, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Oh, my gosh. They're off the deep end. Forget about the deep state. They're off the deep end. These people
right.
are crazy. They're absolutely nuts. And that's, you know, that's the thing that I found amazing. Don't you find it weird? Trump has never made gay or gay marriage an issue in any way, shape,
right.
or form. He's not anti-gay, and neither am I. I don't even care if two gays get married.
Right.
God bless you. Good luck. I say, you know, as a guy who's been through divorce, good luck to all of you, because marriage would be the same for you as it is for straight people. Difficult. So
right.
good luck and enjoy it while you can. So you want to get married, get married. Hit a home run, baby. It's all great. But just
yep.
like Trump, I don't like transgender bathrooms. And just like Trump, I don't like transgenders in the military. For that reason alone, a bunch of gay waiters and waitresses at this restaurant, they all got together and they spoke to the owner and they all came out of their little clique and they decided you have to kick her out of the restaurant. She can't eat food
mm-hmm.
at our table. He's not anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay.
Right.
I'm for gay marriage. How could you kick me out?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Right. That's the left, though. The left, they don't lead with any type of logic.
No. You know, do you know that I was mentioned by Bill Maher this weekend? On his show,
no.
he talked about
say?
All the people. He talked about all the people on the right that were criticizing him, and he mentioned a few big names, and Wayne Allyn Root was on that list, which I'm very, very thrilled about. Thrilled, right? That's an honor. But I was on Bill Maher's show 2 years ago. And Bill Maher, you know, it was all the liberals against me. I was the only
mm-hmm.
conservative.
Of course.
And I, you know, I defended Trump the whole show. And then finally, at the very end of the show, he said, how do you feel about transgenders and transgender bathrooms? And I said, a bridge too far. And the audience started booing. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, I'm pro-gay and I'm pro-gay marriage. Leave it alone. If you stop there, you won. Why would you want to turn off the average middle American and go somewhere that's so far off the reservation, that's so far off the deep end? Nobody I know who now says gay marriage is okay, none of us believe transgender bathrooms are okay. You're taking it too far and you're going to lose the election. Trump's going to win. And the crowd booed me unmercifully, and I was right. They don't get it. They're too radical.
Right. Well, and Bill Maher's a man. I mean, try putting himself in my shoes. I mean, I'm a very petite woman, and it puts someone like me in danger, or just mothers taking their children, you know, to the restroom. Who knows what kind of person in there could be posing, you know, saying, oh, today I feel like I'm a woman, just to get into the bathroom. It's
right.
really dangerous.
Oh, I've pointed out MGM here in Las Vegas. It's the MGM corporate policy now that no security guard can ask anyone of any sex when they walk in a bathroom about why they're walking in there. So that means a 300-pound man can walk in the women's room
right.
with your daughter in there or your wife in there or both, and they're not allowed to question it before he walks in and assaults or rapes someone. And they're asking for a major bad thing to happen, and that's going
right.
to bring their hotel chain down. They're very stupid. Very stupid.
Right.
All right. Some other big stories along the same lines. Pam Bondi is the Attorney General of Florida. She's great, and she happens to be a beautiful lady as well. As a smart politician, an articulate person. So she's a great candidate. I think she's a future, you know, big time U.S. Senate, governor, something. Actually, we've been fighting to get her on this show. And she says, three huge guys were screaming at me and cursing me, one inch from my face, and one of them spit on my head. That I saw earlier today, and I downloaded that one to discuss on the show. So why don't you educate us on the Pam Bondi threat?
Okay, this is our big story today. This is actually at the top of the Drudge Report. So the Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi, was at the movie theater with her boyfriend, and these people started basically screaming at her and accusing her of ripping babies' arms away from the parents. And, of course, you know, she doesn't support that, and she's not doing that. But that didn't stop the liberals. First a woman was screaming at her, then these three huge men, she said, circled around her, and she said they were an inch from her face screaming at her. And she didn't really appear too scared. She said, I'm not going to back down. And she went into the movie theater still. She did have security with her. And, you know, she just said, this is the left today. They don't even want to have a civil conversation with you. I was trying to be nice to them. I was very polite. And, you know, it wasn't even just a woman. It was three huge men right in her face screaming at her.
Well, I would take it a step in a different direction, because when you told me, the thing that you just said, you know, when you said out loud that she said they were screaming at her that
mm-hmm.
babies were ripped from their mother's arms, you know what
yes.
I thought? Abortion. Liberals don't mind when babies are ripped to shreds in a mother's womb.
Right.
So why is it a big deal that a baby is ripped from its mother's arms to be brought to kind of a really nice dormitory, treated well and fed well, while the mommy might go to prison for knowingly and illegally crossing the border? You don't want the child to be in prison with the mommy, do you? But it's okay to rip limbs inside a woman's womb away from
right.
a baby's body? Wow.
And they never complain if an illegal alien murders an American and that family is permanently separated from their loved ones.
Right.
You know, you never hear the left complaining about that either.
No, and I mentioned in my commentary in the Vegas newspaper yesterday, I put out a commentary that said that it's kind of interesting because soldiers volunteer in this country, military people mm-hmm. volunteer to join the army, and then they get assigned overseas, and guess what happens? They get separated from the children. And they volunteer to do it because as much as they love their children, they love their country, and they know it's the right thing to do. So if it's okay to be separated from your kids as a soldier, why isn't it okay to be separated from your kids as a criminal? I don't get it.
Right. Good point.
All right. Hang out there. We got a few more good news stories to talk about with Christina Lela, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. It's thegatewaypundit.com, P-U-N-D-I-T, gatewaypundit.com. Matter of fact, they put a lot of my stories up. They're very nice about that. And we get a lot of publicity for it because they're a very, very popular national conservative website. Thegatewaypundit.com. We'll be right back with more with Christina Lela and Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
War now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this hour of the show is Synagenics, founded in 1997. It's the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. You could do all the things you did in your 20s, ski or surf all day, run marathons, compete and win tennis tournaments, energy like you're in your 20s, make love like you're in your 20s, look and feel great for the job interview, compete at the office with younger competition, whatever it is that your goal is at this moment. Synagenics is all about making it happen for you. It's a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. Your Synagenics trained physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. Only 1% of the physicians that go through their training actually make it to become a partner. So it's an elite group that are true experts on aging, defying the aging process. 25% of Synagenics customer base is physicians and their families. And for your free, no obligation consultation, guess who's using Synagenics? Your host, Wayne Allen Root. And I've already lost 5 pounds, look fantastic, and I probably added about 10 pounds of muscle. And this is in a month. So it's really quite amazing. They changed my diet. They changed my exercise routine, working out like a maniac, much harder than I've ever worked before, like well beyond any level I ever worked out before. They changed my vitamin supplementation. They gave me hormonal treatment. And so I've gained about 10 pounds of muscle and lost 5 pounds of weight in a month. Call 888-YOUNGER because no one wants to be older, right? Everyone wants to be younger. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at Synagenics.com, Synagenics.com. Thank you, Synagenics, for sponsoring the show. We've got Christina Layla on, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, thegatewaypundit.com, one of my first stops every single morning. I love it, and we got some great news stories to discuss. Christina, welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
So I think the best advertisement in the history of the Republican Party, as a matter of fact, our great motivator, our Tony Robbins, has got to be Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine. And so she was at work again this weekend. Tell us about it.
Oh, Mad Max and Nancy Pelosi, the two spokeswomen of the Democrat Party.
Best thing that ever happened.
She basically, well, first she went on to MSNBC and she was basically declaring war on Republicans. And then she took her rhetoric out to a rally in Los Angeles and told her supporters basically to verbally assault and harass Republicans or people in Trump's cabinet, wherever you see them. And she actually said to create a crowd around and push back on people in Trump's cabinet. And so many people now are interpreting this as pretty much an incitement to violence. And so Judicial Watch just filed a House ethics complaint against Maxine Waters.
I love it. I think it's great.
Yep.
I just wish she keeps talking. We have to find a way not to get rid of her. We have to keep her. We have to make her talk and talk and talk again. It's great for us.
Right.
She's the sign of mental illness. She's perfect.
Right.
Nuts.
Well, the president slammed her on Twitter afterwards, and he was saying, you know, she's got a low IQ, and saying that her with Nancy Pelosi are the face of the Democrat Party.
I'm kind of surprised. I've kind of surfed around on the internet, and you know, not just your site, but a lot of sites, to try and find some Democrats screaming that was a racist statement. I thought for sure they'd say Trump's a racist,
right,
calling her low IQ Maxine, but I couldn't find anywhere. So I think we're improving. Things are improving. And even
right.
That is. and I just want to point out to people again, I would say the same thing. She's a moron. She's a lame brain moron, low IQ, but it's not because she's black. I don't care what color she is. John Kerry's a moron. Nancy Pelosi, a moron. You think I hate Italians? Harry Reid was a moron. You think I hate Mormons? It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has to do with their brain matter, which is just not there. All right.
She's been in Congress for 30 years, almost 30 years, and she's only passed 3 bills. What does she do all day?
Yeah. Do nothing, Maxine Waters, we should call her, not just
right.
Low IQ. Low IQ, do nothing, Maxine Waters. All right. The Border Patrol, the liberals are, you know, screaming crazy commie liberals are portraying them as like child kidnappers and child killers and terrible people. And meanwhile, they had a huge rescue operation over the weekend. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Right. Well, so a lot of people are painting the Border Patrol as the brown shirts. And I read somewhere, I think it was Katie Pavlik of Town Hall was saying over 50% of our Border Patrol are Hispanic. So that kind of obliterates the white supremacist Nazi narrative. And over the weekend, the Border Patrol rescued, I think, almost 50 people, over 35 children, one of them was an underage pregnant girl, who were abandoned by their smugglers and sitting in 108-degree Arizona heat.
Wow. They could
and
have
save
died.
Them, help children, exactly. And they do this regularly. And, you know, these children come here alone, most of them. They come here with coyotes and they get smuggled. Just think about the parents. You know, if American parents did that, they'd be taken away from their kids.
Right.
And this is something that happens all the time. And so we actually take the children in and provide them food and shelter and safety. And then we're being told that, you know, this is a Nazi internment camp.
It's crazy. This whole country, you know, what's black is white and what's round is square
right.
or flat. And it's just the opposite. That's what liberals do. They confuse you with Solinsky strategy,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
They're the ones who act like Nazis, using the IRS to come after us. So then they accuse us of being Nazis. It's really quite crazy.
Right.
Crazy. And by the way, one of the lead stories right at this moment at Gateway Pundit, the Gateway Pundit, is James Comey at Special Agents retaliating against field agents who spoke out against his mishandling of the Clinton email investigation. Speaking of acting like Nazis, there you go. There it is. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. Thank you, Christina. Thanks for coming on. We love
Wayne.
It. See you later. See you later, alligator. We're headed to a quick break. I'm going to get in my suit. We'll be ready to dance at Newsmax TV, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. We're coming at you on TV right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Yes.